We're talking with Dr. Rick Redman from Southern Smiles of Sylacauga. Dr. Redman, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And you have brought a special guest in the studio today, Dr. Drew Sumrall, one of your newest team members. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Tell us about this new partnership and why Drew is on board, Dr. Sumrall.
Well, after a pretty extensive search, we were able to get together, Dr. Sumrall and I. The bottom line is, unfortunately, Dr. Reeves is getting married, and her husband, soon-to-be husband, has gotten transferred to Tennessee.
Yeah.
So we're losing Dr. Reeves, which we're all very sad about.
Sure. But,
we had to have some help.
Yeah, yeah.
So Dr. Sumrall and I met
A
number of times, and his wife and my wife, and had dinner at least a couple times, mm-hmm. and it all worked out. His wife was getting a job at UAB, mm-hmm. Doing research, and so
yeah.
Good Lord brought us together.
Absolutely. No, so glad that you're here, Dr. Sumrall.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's awesome. You are from a small town in Mississippi.
Correct.
And you have wanted to get back to a small town.
That is correct.
And so here you are. This is about as small. Well, I mean, yeah, you can get smaller than this, but I mean, it's pretty small around here in Sylacauga, but serving a really wide area. I mean, you at Southern Smiles of Sylacauga, it is in your name, but you are serving the region. I mean, people drive far and wide to come to you.
It amazes me. Yeah. Honestly, it humbles me too that folks trust us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Dr. Sumrall, tell us about yourself. Where you're from, you know, what you like to do, your family, and so people can get to know you.
Yeah. So I grew up in a small town called Van Cleef, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You would probably be more familiar with like Ocean Springs, Biloxi. I'm down on the coast of Mississippi.
I'm from Mobile, so I
okay, yeah,
I'm about know 30, exactly
30
where
minutes
you are.
From Mobile.
Yep.
And so I grew up there for most of my life. And then, like you said, I went to college. I did my undergrad at Mississippi College, which is a small school in Clinton, Mississippi. Did 4 years there and then got a scholarship to go to the University of Michigan for dental school. So me and my wife both went there. She got her PhD there while I was in dental school there. And we enjoyed our time there, but I did not enjoy the winters. So really glad to not have to do that again, hopefully. Sure. But yeah, then we moved. I worked a little bit in North Alabama in Madison. And like you said, I wanted to get back to like that small town feeling. Mm-hmm. So then whenever she got transferred to UAB, I thought it was a good opportunity to move. And that's when me and Rick got connected and we just like really hit it off and the practice seems really great. And I'm super excited to be there.
That's awesome. I can attest to the practice itself. Of course, you know, we've been longtime partners and pals, and you are not going to get anything better than what you get at Southern Smiles of Sylacauga. I mean, Michelle and the whole team, I'm just incredible people. And just from the moment that you walk in, you just feel like you're at home. And for anybody who may be, I'm not a nervous type of person when it comes to going to the dentist, but I know that many people are.
Yes.
But I can tell you that you have many different ways to help ease people. It just feels easy and calm when you go to Southern Smiles Sylacauga. So, so super excited that you have found Dr. Sumrall here.
Really?
Talk about some of those things that you have and that you offer at Southern Smiles of Sylacauga that may ease people's worries when they go to the dentist.
Well, I would say, first of all, the atmosphere at the office tends to be very relaxed and comforting. We'd really try to make it feel more like, as much as we can, you're visiting a home.
Yeah.
And even though the office doesn't look like a home, but, you know, that type of atmosphere. Of course, we offer the laughing gas, which that helps. That'll take the edge off. Then the next step up is the safest thing is IV sedation, believe it or not.
Right.
My experience with just using Valium or something, sometimes that'll work if somebody just needs, you know, like one pill. But with the IV sedation, you can titrate it. So you can give them just enough.
Okay.
And it acts quickly.
Right, right.
Within just a few minutes. And then, you know, we've never had an emergency because you're just, like I said, just slowly getting folks where they're comfortable and out of it. And but if you ever do have any kind of medical emergency, mm-hmm. I mean, you've got direct access to give those drugs through the IV to have an immediate effect. So, right.
Well, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, the dentist world has progressed in terms of what you can administer, I guess, to make people feel at ease. Dr. Summerall, talk to us about what you enjoy about being a dentist and what kind of makes you tick.
I think one of the best things about being a dentist is just like I get to meet so many new people every day. And at the same time that I'm meeting new people, I'm also meeting people that I'm new here, but that I'll get to see over and over and over and over again and see those people grow up, see some people have kids, see their kids grow up, and just throughout all of those different phases of their life, get to know them and their pains and help them through some of those in the extent that I can. Because, you know, a lot of times like dental pain and also like cosmetic stuff that just comes out of nowhere a lot of times. And also it's something that someone's been dealing with for a long time, but they're not really comfortable bringing that out until you kind of build a relationship with them and get to know them. But then it's like it's like a career that's kind of different than medicine, where you actually get to build like long-term relationships with people throughout their lives and then continue to help them and see them grow through that.
Yeah. I think that's a very interesting point that you bring up and that I really have never thought about. You know, once you go to the dentist, you're typically going to see that person every 6 months for the rest of their life, probably. Right. I mean,
And I've had a number of patients tell me over the years that they're like, I see you more often than I do any other medical professional that I go to.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a big impact in your life. Even with your, I guess, your primary physician, if you have an annual physical, you're seeing them less often than you see the dentist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, I've never really thought about that. You in that profession, you were probably the closest medical professional in somebody's life. That's really incredible to think about. We're talking with Dr. Rick Redmond from Southern Smiles of Sylacauga and Dr. Drew Summerall. Dr. Summerall, you have, I'm sure, you know, there are many dentist offices across the country and, you know, many, many options, I guess, you know, when it comes to having found a home, when you were trying to move here and, you know, relocate with your wife. What attracted you to Southern Smiles of Sylacauga and Dr. Rick Redmond?
I would say probably two things. Primarily, I would say the first thing is that it was pretty evident from like the moment you walk in the door that the atmosphere is different, that the staff, that the culture and everyone there like has much more of like a tight-knit family feel, kind of like you were saying. I would say the other thing is it's also very apparent that Dr. Redmond is invested in doing the best thing. So even if that means investing in newer, more high-tech equipment, because one thing about dentistry is like the field progresses so quickly. So like you'll have one thing that comes and goes super quickly. And if you're not constantly staying up to date on those things, then before you know it, you're just practicing like old dentistry. And it was evident that Dr. Redmond, not only does he invest in it, but he enjoys it. He enjoys learning and he enjoys like finding the new things that are going to give our patients the best quality of care that can also be the most efficient care. So certain things that, you know, used to take 5-6 appointments spaced out 2 weeks apart, we can get done in like 2 appointments now. And it's just like being able to invest in those things and having access to those resources is like not something that, I mean, like I interviewed at several offices, I toured several offices, and like those two things you just don't find like really anywhere else.
That's got to make you feel really proud, you know, just knowing that you have that on your side.
It does, because as a dentist, you're kind of on an island. You know, I've got dentist friends, but we usually don't meet at each other's offices. So
right.
It's not like I've walked into a lot of dental offices. So yes, that is nice to hear.
How does it feel for you to know that you have found such a great, young, energetic fellow dentist to help work alongside you?
An answered prayer. That's the bottom line.
Couldn't say it any better myself. That's awesome. And so as we wrap up here, Dr. Summerall, what are you looking forward to in terms of this being a new position for you, in terms of growth together with Dr. Redmond and the family at Southern Smiles of Sylacauga?
Yeah, I'm kind of just going off what I said earlier, I'm looking forward to just getting to know the people, getting to know the community, and then also figuring out how I can bring like a slightly different perspective in and not necessarily change things, but how I can come and like augment systems that already exist to possibly make them better, or like to develop and learn new skills that we might be able to serve our patients in different ways or better ways, or just filling the needs where they might need to be filled, because I just think that would benefit everyone.
For Dr. Sure. Redman, last yes. words for you. Yeah.
No, that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as dentist, as you practice, you kind of have areas that you enjoy more. Mm-hmm. So he's already expressed interest in a couple areas that I don't touch on much, just because after 34 years, I've kind of keyed in on the things I enjoy.
Yeah, of course. No, that makes perfect sense. Well, Dr. Drew Sumrall and Dr. Rick Redman at Southern Smiles of Silicaga, thank you so much for being here and having a conversation, getting to know you, of course. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about Southern Smiles of Silicaga online at smilesyl.com.
That is it.
All right, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.